I'm Leo Green. You're listening to LGRadio.online. Welcome to my In a Lifetime series, and this is part 5 of our celebration and remembering of the great Dusty Springfield. At the end of the last episode, we were just enjoying this.
Wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you've gone away. Don't you see that now you've gone, and I'm left here on my own, that I
Dusty's many career-defining hits, that one from spring of 1966. For those listening to this program in America, just in case you're wondering what was on the B-side of that epic in your country, well, it was this.
Get back.
little by little. Well, something now very different from the pop of the last couple of songs, and it's another classic storytelling song. It's, I suppose, too easy and cliché to start looking for hidden meanings in an artist's songs. The fact that Dusty is able to connect and evoke emotion in the listener does not mean that she is telling us her story. This one could be literally everyone's and nobody's story, and it's another glorious example of her faultlessly delivering a soaring melody whilst at the same time making us connect brilliantly with the lyrics. And this one was written by a Welshman called Clive Westlake, who would also come up with another gem for Dusty, which we'll hear later. Clive wrote this one with the composer who's written more songs for Elvis than anyone else in history, Ben Weissman. But here's what the two of them came up with for Dusty in 1968.
Tried so hard all summer through not to think too much of you, but the more I try, the more I find I just can't leave the past behind. Times that I
masterclass from Dusty here on LGRadio.online, where we're in a lifetime remembering the great voice of Dusty Springfield. And as we've heard in previous episodes, the image and persona of Dusty was created by Mary O'Brien in those early teen years. And this does present us with an interesting juxtaposition, because whilst Dusty may be a visual invention with the hair and the makeup, the voice was not an invention. There was nothing fake or made up about that voice, and it seems that the whole image of Dusty was just the visual vehicle Mary thought she needed to house the voice, if you like. I mean, this is nothing new, for the same reasons that Reg Dwight from Pinner, for example, felt he needed to wear a load of costumes and change his name to Elton. And despite all his outrageous costumes and glasses, and definitely not because of all that, he is still one of the greatest melody line writers, piano players and singers that music has ever seen. And with Dusty, the visual image wasn't the star. It was the voice that was the star, no matter what the style of the song was.
Sunny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smile at me and really ease the pain. Oh, the dark days are done, the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all and all, now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like window sand, and then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face.
That's from the 1968 sessions in London that Dusty recorded for her album Where Am I Going? And it's another masterful collection of songs and styles, the variety of which, well, I guess it probably wouldn't be afforded to singers of today. There's also a couple more Bacharach and David gems that Dusty recorded during these sessions. This song was supposed to be the follow-up to I Just Don't Know What to Do with Myself that she had recorded a few years before, but that never came to be. Thankfully for us, she decided to include it on the 1968 collection. Burt Bacharach has said on many occasions that Dusty's was one of the greatest ever voices that music has ever heard, and that she was instantly recognisable from the moment we hear her voice. And it's interesting that this song and the next one I have for you both start with a solo voice, proving that whether Dusty was accompanied by a full orchestra or singing completely solo, we know it's her from the very first syllable, which of course is the sign of a complete vocal genius.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Now, the other Bacharach and David song Dusty recorded around this time, which was included on the American release of this album, was a song used in the film Casino Royale. And as much as we may all love this song for our own reasons, Dusty was apparently not a fan of this recording, bemoaning the fact that she was made to sing it at 10 o'clock in the morning and that, to her ears, several of the notes sound flat. Now, what do you think? I mean, this sounds pretty perfect to me.
The look of love is in your eyes. The look your heart can't disguise. The look of love is saying so much more than just words could ever say. And what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waited just to love you. Now that I have found you, you've got the look of love. Your song, your face, a look, the time can't erase. Be mine tonight. Let this be just the start of so many nights like this. Let's take a lover's vow and then seal it with a kiss. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waited just to love you. Now that I have found you, don't ever go.
Concludes this episode of In a Lifetime here on lgradio.online, where we've been enjoying the life and times of Dusty Springfield. Please do check the website lgradio.online for details of all our shows. Thanks for listening.